This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Thanks for joining me, Ruan. You guys just finished training for the day. Was this the last session before you fly off to Melbourne?
There actually is one more session before the flight. We fly in tomorrow. But yeah, we've got a session tomorrow morning.
Beautiful. And when you travel interstate with the team, who do you normally travel with? Who's the best person to travel with in the team?
In the team?
Yeah,
I think I'd probably say right now my roommate, which is Charles Bacalingo, yeah.
Who'd be the worst person to travel with in the team? Is there anyone you avoid bunking with?
Oh, actually, the boys have been pretty good. I haven't really experienced rooming with other boys, but I've enjoyed it so far.
Beautiful, beautiful. And at this stage of the week, what are the kind of things that the coaching staff are looking for, especially when travelling to face Melbourne Victory?
Yeah, I think, we've had a pretty good solid week of training. And I think, we've analysed, their strengths and their weaknesses as a team. But, obviously they had the game on Tuesday night, for the Asian Champions League. And I think, we'll be able to come out strong. And I think we just wanted to break them down and try to get a win.
And, of course, the roar of you guys have been had so many injuries in this past few weeks. Have you yourself suffered any niggles? Are you going to be 100% to play?
Yeah, I will be 100% to play. And also, obviously, after being out for a while, not playing many games, I think it's just more soreness, I'd say, on my side. But I'm feeling good, feeling fit to play.
Well, you yourself, at centre back, you face a massive task against someone like Ola Toivonen. Is there any particular way you like to prepare when you come up against these big strikers?
Yeah, I think just watching their previous games and seeing their strengths and their weaknesses as well. But I think it's going to be a big challenge against a big fella as well. And I think it's going to be hard. But I think we prepared ourselves very well, especially, after last weekend's loss. But I think, we're in good spirits and taking positively.
So during the week, are you told by the coaching staff you're going to man up on this strike, or is it just on the day you get told?
We kind of, we analyse, obviously, as a team, their strengths and their weaknesses, like I said. But, you're not specifically told, just yet, because we're prepared as normal because we're not sure exactly who's going to be playing. Mm. In terms of the weekend, obviously, because they had the Asian Champions League game as well. So, yeah.
And of course, you yourself just moved to the Brisbane Roar this season. What drew you to the club?
Yeah, just looking in the past and seeing players that have played here, to them, and I think they're just talking about the culture. The culture is great here, and great people and great staff. So that really drew me close, and I think it was a perfect decision because, I've always wanted to represent this club as well, and it was a good time in terms of trying to help and create more depth in the squad.
And of course, you're seeing a lot more first team action at the Roar. Were you disappointed the way things ended at the Wanderers, and you weren't able to get as many first team call ups as you would have wanted?
I wouldn't say disappointed. I really did enjoy my time over there, but I think I just felt as a player I wanted to, try something different. I did initially, wanted to go overseas, but I think it wasn't the right time at that moment, having injuries that had occurred at the time. But I think I ended up making the right decision by coming here, and so far I'm enjoying it.
And it's showing on the pitch as well. You are excelling in those Brisbane Roar colours. Is it true, Ruan, that growing up you were quite the Aussie rules player as well?
Yeah, I played a lot of different sports. It wasn't always my first. At school, played AFL with a lot of my mates, and also playing basketball and also with rugby as well. So I did enjoy playing other sports.
An all-star sportsman. So why football? What drew you to football? Was it a passionate sport that you liked growing up?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it. It was always number one, but I always wanted to try something different. But football obviously attracted more. I think I just kept training and learning off a lot of people, and I just kept going on. And I think it became a passion after that, and my love grew for the sport.
And now at the Brisbane Roar, obviously, is the mindset Are you guys looking more to next season now, given that you can't really make the finals? What kind of things is the coaching staff looking for this at this stage of the season?
I think regardless of the ups and downs of the season, I think we still want to finish strong as a team. I think, you know, we don't want to look too far ahead, but still at the same time, we just want to focus and give back a lot to the fans for, you know, always being there for the team and encouraging, and also give back to the people that, you know, that are here in and out, you know, during the week, helping out. And I think our objective is to finish strong and to try to win as many games as possible from here on to the end of the season.
And Brisbane Roar do have such a loyal fan base. I think the average attendance is still right up there. Have you had the chance to go out and speak to many of the Brisbane Roar fans in the community?
Yeah, we been out to a couple of promos. It's been great, you know, speaking to a lot of the fans that do come in, and you know, especially the ones that are the loyal members that have been at the club for a long time, and I think, you know, they're very encouraging, and you know, still positive, you know, regardless of the season, always giving back to the boys, and always chanting, being the extra 12th man on the sideline.
And given that you just came to the Brisbane Roar in the most recent transfer window, was there anyone in particular that maybe took you under their wing and showed you around while you were new to the club?
I think everyone has been exceptional when I first arrived. You know, knowing a couple of boys already at the club from the under 23 trips, but I think everyone's been exceptional since I've been here. I think especially with Darren Davis, he's made me feel very, very comfortable, and I'm just really, really enjoying my time here.
And of course, one of the key defenders who left was Avram Papadopoulos. Have you heard whether this has made much of an impact to the squad, given he was such a key player for the team?
I think, he was an exceptional player. And I think, obviously, he wanted to pursue something different. But I think even with him leaving, the boys have still been strong regardless. You know, the mentality going to the pitch and to a game, the boys have been, you know, straightforward. And I think, you know, they've just been exceptional as well. So regardless, they've been great.
That they have. And of course, Brisbane Roar take on Melbourne Victory tomorrow on Saturday night at a Marvel Stadium, not Amy Park. Have you ever played at Marvel Stadium before or on an AFL oval?
Yeah, I think at the time, I think it was called Etihad. But yeah, I have played there. It's a great stadium, very big. And I think obviously Victory got a nice fan base, so I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us, you know, to give them the upset, and we're looking to go in and to win the game as well.
As players, do you prefer playing on a stadium like Marvel or Etihad, or do you prefer something like a Suncorp or an Amy Park, where it's purpose-built, you're a lot closer to the fans?
Yeah, I think everyone has their own, you know, opinions of where they, or should I say preference of where they'd like to play, but, you know, for me, I like, you know, a nice close stadium, I'd say. Close enough for the fans as well, but even you know, pitches like Marvel Stadium, which is very, very massive, and I think it's great, you know, to build a culture and have more fans come out as well as you know, the structure of the stadium as well, so it's enjoyable.
And of course, you will be playing there on Saturday, and Ruan, best of luck for that game, and best of luck for the rest of the season as well.
Thank you very much, really appreciate it.